It's that time again on a Friday when AM Live presents another update from the coalface with Martin Creamer, publishing editor of Engineering News and Mining Weekly. Martin, a pleasure to have you with us. Now, the Chamber of Mines is calling for South Africa to adopt a completely new electricity dispensation. Tell me a bit more about it.
Yes, the Chamber of Mines is not happy with Eskom being both a player and a referee. And we can see that, you know, there are new independent power producers coming in. And what the Chamber is saying, that they should also separate out the transmission of electricity from the generation of electricity and leave Eskom involved in the generation side of electricity along with the independent power producers, but rather bring in a new independent entity to actually manage the transmission. Of course, it's also rejecting out of hand the 45%, 45%, 45% over 3 years increase in electricity tariffs, the proposed Eskom increase. But of course, you know, many other people are also rejecting that out of hand, and it seems like it's almost dead in the water. But we can see other entities now also bypassing Eskom, even at this stage. We see one big independent power producer, which is going to produce a power station in Botswana. They are now dealing directly with the Department of Energy, and they say they're doing that in terms of new regulations, which I wasn't even aware of, that have come out, which enable independent power producers to now deal directly with the Department of Energy rather than Eskom. So there are some moves afoot to actually change the playing field.
And a South African is in the process of building no less than 4 brand new gold mines in Africa.
You know, Dr. Mark Bristow, he's the CEO of Randgold Resources. He's really a phenomenon. I mean, he began in Africa in the mid-90s with his first Syama mine. It was an abject failure, but he then managed to cling on by his fingernails, and he produced the Marula mine, which was became a gold gorilla. And since then, he's just been going on and on. I mean, he's now, he's already operating 2 mines in Mali, and he's moving to build another 4 mines, which is really phenomenal. And he does it through his strategy of discovery and development. He doesn't go and buy other people's mines. He actually does the drilling and he finds the ounces. And that's another big part of his success, because he finds the ounces at less than $10 an ounce. And we know that gold is selling at $1,000 an ounce. So that's good business. And he's done some phenomenal things also in Ivory Coast. His next mine, which will begin producing next year, outside of his existing mines in Mali, will be the Tongon mine in the Ivory Coast. And he's built that even though there were fighting factions between North and South in the Ivory Coast. And in fact, he even got some of them together and said, you know, no matter who wins this fight, you're both going to benefit from this gold mine. And that is now going to begin producing. Then also in Senegal, he's got Massawa, and he's got Gankota in Mali, a new one, and Kibali in the Democratic Republic of Congo, where that's a little bit different, where he didn't discover it himself, but he's working with Anglo Gold Ashanti.
Now, the Department of Energy wants 1 million solar water heaters installed in South Africa by 2014. How is the whole program going to be rolled out?
Well, December 4 is a crucial date, because that's the date on which the Minister of Energy, Dipuo Peters, will receive the report from her department firming up the framework for this project, which will aim at having 1 million solar water heaters installed in South Africa by 2014. Now, it seems like a no-brainer. We've got the sun, we've got the whole world in favor of renewable energy, but we haven't been able to move very fast in this direction before. And one of the issues was funding. So funding needs to be firmed up. They are still going to get their funding via the Eskom tariff, which is a bit of an Achilles heel, which they'll need to work on, because although there was funding from that source before, it wasn't very well managed. And as we see, no rollout has really happened. So this is a review of this whole idea that we use the sun to heat the water that we use in our homes and in our offices. And a far firmer framework is now being developed. And December the 4th, as I say, will be the crucial date. And then the implementation from April next year. It has a lot of potential spin-off. I mean, this could really create a lot of jobs. They're talking about 100,000 jobs. But of course, we've said over and over, these jobs could be created, but are they going to be created? And that's why they need someone to manage this well. And they're thinking of setting up a champion, a separate body that will be solar water heating orientated, that will manage the whole thing rather than do it through partly Eskom and others.
Martin Creamer, thanks very much for talking to us, the publishing editor of Engineering News and Mining Weekly. He will be back at the coalface at the same time next Friday.